Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Thursday afternoon. Feeling really excited getting into the Blues weekend. You know, the guts of the whole show. Doing the, as we say, the local show tomorrow. And then the big daddy of them all on Saturday.
Yeah, I can't wait.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And we'll be talking about the show and the weather and how it all fits together. But right now, let's go ahead and look at three important things you really need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, Pensacola Police Chief has resigned effectively immediately. Former Chief Eric Randall is no longer with the department. Mayor Reeves named Captain Kristen Brown as Acting Chief of Police. Captain Eric Goss is currently serving as Acting Deputy Chief, while Deputy Chief Kevin Christman, he's out on medical leave. Brown, by the way, a 29-year veteran of the department and the longest tenured captain on the force. Randall, by the way, has not commented on the move.
Yeah, we just heard on WEAR. It seems like some people are aware of that.
Ellison Bennett from the NAACP, very much in arms, wanting to answers.
Yeah.
Because it came, he said he was talking to Chief Randall's father. See, Chief Randall graduated from high school here. He's a local guy.
Yeah, local, yeah.
And so Ellison Bennett was talking to his dad, trying to get, said he wasn't sick, had no problems like that. Totally came as a out of the blue, just total by surprise, because he had been speaking with Chief Randall just last night.
Mm. Yeah, that
big,
is odd.
Big decisions. And, you know, a lot of the city councilmen coming out of the meetings today. Mayor Reeves, who is not obligated to do so, sharing the information with council members about this situation.
Right.
So it's really a lot up in the air. But we are following the story for you very deeply on News Radio 92.3.
100%. And the second of your top three stories this afternoon, expansion is coming to the Escambia Sheriff's Office. Two dozen new deputies will increase the total number of officers to 475. Escambia commissioners recently approved a $5.5 million increase to the sheriff's budget to fund the deputies over the next 3 years. The first eight will be hired when the funding begins in October.
All right, here's the third story. And while we can use this word as kind of a definitive word, another case of losing money for our law enforcement is what I'm getting to. Third story, DeSantis' recent $350,000 veto. We'll bring it in to the Shot Spotter technology program in Escambia County. And I know Sheriff Simmons was all over this in terms of being very proactive and looking for, because it's been a very successful program. He says, you know, a lot of times they'll get calls in that usually if there's a shooting or something, whereas the Shot Spotter program will let them immediately know where it's at, where it's going on. So they're kind of, I would say, very disappointed in the decision. Here's Sheriff Chip Simmons.
So for the last couple of years, we've had the ShotSpotter program attached to a real-time crime center.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually just a small part of the real-time crime center, but it's something that was beneficial to have. So we asked for it again, but politics being what they are, decisions were made, and so this next appropriation was nixed, which means that we will, whenever their current contract expires, we will no longer have the ShotSpotter program.
Okay, 515, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Yeah, I'm going to kind of talk your ears off here because we've got a couple of accident reports. Got some backups developing on 9 Mile Road. If you're traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road, there is an accident reported in that area. And a heavy wave of congestion on Navarre Parkway. If you're traveling westbound coming from Hurlburt Field, there was an accident reported there as well. Also got our backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. One of our worst looking spots as well is going to be Gulf Beach Highway. If you're traveling westbound, this is approaching Fairfield Drive. You're backed up currently darn near Navy Boulevard, so be on the lookout for that. And then our last major spot is going to be in the Gulf Breeze proper area. We had a lot of congestion over there, but it looks like it is trying to subside. As for your weather, my goodness, all right, sitting at around 89 degrees, low of 78 tonight. Got some rainfall chances still lingering around. They're going to do so into your weekend, but the highs are going to remain the same, sitting at around 92 degrees. They'll slowly increase as we get into your next work week.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
All right, like I said, we are following a lot of really key stories for you this afternoon. Escambia County's new microtransit system off to a really a great start. The system uses large vans instead of the big buses. Escambia County Administrator Wes Marino.
That group is excited. They show up. They want more hours. I mean, they're there. They want to drive. And the feedback from the ridership has been very, very positive. It just seems to be a better system, a better way of taking advantage of mass transit. We're actually going to order quite a few more of these vehicles here shortly.
All right. And a Cantonment woman facing multiple charges following a single vehicle crash on Williams Ditch Road. Witnesses reported 47-year-old Christy Lee Maybier's erratic driving and described her behavior as maniacal. Upon arrival, law enforcement found her near her crashed vehicle exhibiting signs of intoxication. She became uncooperative during questioning and eventually assaulted an officer during transport to jail. She was later evaluated at Baptist Hospital.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Now, here's a darn interesting story I want to share with you. Just follow me on this. Florida lifeguards rescued a deer in distress. Let me back that up now. Florida lifeguards rescued a deer.
Right.
They were trying to get the animal back to land despite dangerous waves, even sharks in the water. Our good friends down at Orlando, Fox 35 WOFL, Maria Endinger. She's down at Flagler Beach with the story this afternoon.
And will offer a tour of the so-called Alligator Alcatraz Immigration Detention Facility built on top of a disused airplane training runway in the Florida Everglades, specifically to elected officials from the Democratic Party. That would include Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava.
Although the state took control of this site under emergency powers, Miami-Dade taxpayers own the property.
Democratic officials were turned away when showing up unannounced, demanding to enter the facility constructed on orders of Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. The facility is being used by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement to house captured criminal migrants who are likely to be deported. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
We have a job to do. We save lives, whether it's a human life or, you know, in this case, a deer.
That's Chase Hunter, the lifeguard who paddled out and heaved the deer onto his board to bring it back in. Leo Peter swam out too.
I had never heard a deer before, and they yell. They yell loud.
It starts with extremely choppy waves, making the deer hard to get to. A torrential downpour made them lose sight of the deer for a bit, and then when they got there,
there was also two sharks swimming out there the whole time.
Miraculously, they made it back in, but the battle wasn't over. Next, they had to get the deer across A1A and out closer to the forest. Fire Rescue also showed up to assist, sending one of their own out to the water and helping get the deer to solid ground.
There you go. Flagler Beach Fire Chief Stephen Cox said he's never seen a rescue like this one in his 15 years on the job. Hey, go out there and save a deer.
Yeah. Why? I mean, but you know what? It's good that they were equipped to do it.
Yeah, really. And also had the right attitude to do it.
Oh, absolutely. 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you on this Thursday edition of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Here's a question for Christians. What year was it that you were saved? I'm asking, when were you converted to Christ? And I'm not asking, when were you baptized or when did you receive the Lord's Supper? I'm not asking about religious works that you have done, but I'm asking you, when did you receive the work that Christ has done for you? When was it that you were convicted about your sin? When was it that you called on Christ to save you from the consequences of your sin? When did you seek God's forgiveness? For me, it was June of 1988. When was it for you? If you have never received Christ's forgiveness, the Bible says today is the day of salvation.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Come on, come on, start.
Looking for reliable auto repairs without breaking the bank?
Well, yeah.
At Affordable Automotive, we keep your car and your budget running smooth.
That's more like it.
Hi, I'm Kenny with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. My father started this business over 30 years ago, and we continue to proudly serve the Gulf Coast with trusted local service. Whether you're a first-time or returning customer, we inspect each vehicle like it's our own. From oil changes, engine replacements, and diagnostics, our certified techs do it right the first time. fast, honest, and fair, just like auto service should be. So if your car needs care, bring it to Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. Visit us at AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com and schedule your appointment today. That's AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com. Affordable Automotive, quality you can afford.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim and Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9:30 for the Pensacola Expert Panel with me, Eldon Scott, your host, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing barbecue prizes, and hear how Sunny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. We're spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Make sure to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
It's Red, White, and Blues Week, where the Blue Angels Show is going to be at Pensacola Beach. Tomorrow and Saturday, you can listen to the live narration at 2 o'clock right here on News Radio 92.3.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Alrighty, 524, News Radio 92.3. Stocks ending up today amid a new economic milestone. Yes, those markets in positive territory today. Here's Hillary Barsky.
Stocks closing higher with both the NASDAQ and S&P 500 notching new record highs as investors monitor trade developments. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors finishing higher with healthcare and financials among the gainers while tech lagged. Shares of chip giant Nvidia rose nearly 1%. On Wednesday, the AI darling briefly hit a market capitalization of $4 trillion, becoming the first company ever to reach that milestone. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, American Express, and McDonald's. The Dow declined. Salesforce, United Health Group, and IBM. The Dow up 192 points, the NASDAQ higher by 19, S&P 500 up 17. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Yeah, 525, Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic and weather together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. In our last update, boy, there were several spots to touch on, and it looks like that may still be the case now. We got some backups on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Also got some issues from an accident being reported on 9 Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. Also have some backups still on Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. And let's see, if you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway, coming from Hurlburt Field, you are going to be backed up very heavily. Last major spots, Highway 90, traveling westbound, passing Avalon Boulevard, traveling eastbound, forgive me. And as for the weather, 89 degrees, low of 78 tonight. The next few days are going to have highs in the low 90s with some rainfall chances. Same as what we've had so far, and if it's anything like these past few days, the rain shouldn't cause much, if any, trouble.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And afternoon, everybody. Thanks for having us on. This is News Radio 92.3. Flooding, good forecast locally, but the overall view nationally, different story. Flooding struck communities across the southern U.S. over the past week. Brandy Campbell, standing up there in Chapel Hill, North Carolina this afternoon with the report.
Here in Chapel Hill, 5 feet of flooding happened on Sunday. Its impact was also the blame for several deaths reported in this region. Overnight, this heavy rain called for emergency alerts, warning of flash flooding once again. Unfortunately, we have more rain on the forecast here today. In central Texas, a deadly flood wave sent a 20-foot wall of water rushing downstream. And just days later, homes in the community of Rio Doso, New Mexico, have been destroyed after a heavy rain sent a similar wall of water rushing down the Rio Doso River on Tuesday.
And New York City Mayor Eric Adams is announcing $80 million in funding for child care and early childhood education programs for low-income and working families. He says that far too often, universal pre-K isn't fully universal since it leaves out children with special needs. Adams also unveiled a $10 million pilot program that will provide free child care for children 2 and under from low-income families. It's all part of his adopted fiscal 2026 budget.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture scrapping DEI. Fox's Jeff Manasso on News Radio 92.
The USDA ending programs that use race or sex-based criteria in their decision-making process, the agency says, to ensure that farm loan and other government programs are administered in a manner that upholds the principles of meritocracy, fairness, and equal opportunity for all. Last year, the Biden administration made payments to tens of thousands of black farmers over past discrimination, the USDA's latest move to align with the Trump administration's directives to dismantle diversity, equity, and inclusion policies across the federal government. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And a federal judge has put a nationwide block on President Trump's order ending birthright citizenship. The federal judge also granted class action status in the case after the Supreme Court limited the ability of judges to block orders across the country through other means. Thursday's ruling stems from a lawsuit brought on behalf of a pregnant immigrant, immigrant parents, and their infants.
All right. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal is reporting an immigration official testifying in federal court that they will take custody of Kilmar Garcia if he is released from U.S. Marshal custody. They just don't have firm deportation plans as of yet.
Kilmar Abrego Garcia had a final order of removal to El Salvador, but a judge had issued a withholding order. He was accidentally deported anyway. The Trump administration said he was MS-13. They since returned him to the U.S. from El Salvador and charged him with human smuggling in Tennessee. But a federal judge in Maryland wants to know, if he was released pending trial, would ICE detain him? ICE Assistant Director Thomas Giles testified that yes, they would, but that deportation to a third country, not El Salvador, hadn't been decided upon yet. That Abrego Garcia would be given the opportunity to contest deportation and have a credible fear interview, but that eventually the decision would be up to an immigration judge. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And since we're still talking about immigration here, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker looking to ban ICE agents from concealing their identities when conducting arrests. He and Senator Alex Padilla of California just introduced a bill that bans agents from wearing masks and requires them to display their agency name and either their name or badge number. But also, we've got a DHS spokesperson responding to that, saying that when officers conduct operations, they clearly ID themselves as law enforcement. However, video recordings in the past have indicated otherwise.
Yeah, Spartacus raising his arms up again, I guess. SRA extending those trolley hours this weekend, adding extra buses to the Beach Air Show. Trolley starting 7:30 tomorrow, 6:30 on Saturday. Due to extreme traffic congestions, alterations will be in place. So just remember that if you're going to the beach. Sports coming up in 5 on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. The search and rescue team still working to try and find over 150 people missing in the deadly flash flooding that swept Texas on July 4th. Ryan Logue is spokesman for the United Cajun Navy. They're helping with the search. He was asked about the state of the search on the Fox News channel.
There's no way to give a timetable on something that there's no precedent towards.
At least 120 people have been confirmed dead from this historic flooding. President Trump expected to visit the area tomorrow morning. The State Department condemning Russia's latest attacks on Ukraine. President Trump is frustrated with Russian President Vladimir Putin. State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce says the United States is not giving up on its goal to end the war.
We're going to continue to work at it. We understand that these things take time and patience, but obviously we are also frustrated that more progress has not been made.
This week, President Trump announced more weapons would be sent to Ukraine so it can defend itself. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for a local shop that carries Michelin tires that you can trust? In Pensacola, that place is Tire Trust. Downtown on the corner of Gregory and Balin, Tire Trust has been taking care of people in Pensacola for over 23 years. Featuring the Michelin line, Tire Trust prides themselves on service you can trust. Tire Trust is more than a tire store. They're a full-service shop taking care of all your automotive needs. For service you can trust in Michelin tires, put your trust in Tire Trust.
Hi, this is J.P. with Buggy Works, inviting you to come see us at our brand new facility in the heart of Car City. Buggy Works is the premier golf cart and LSV supercenter and is the authorized sales and service dealership for Denago, Star EV, Yamaha, and EasyGo franchises. We have the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles and rentals. So stop by Buggy Works at 5831 Pensacola Boulevard or visit us online at buggyworks.com. That's BuggyWorks.com. BuggyWorks.com.
You're not going to want to miss tonight's county fair. I'm going
to
be...
We are your window to your community.
Did you see the last 5 minutes of that football game last night?
Oh, man, I saw the whole thing.
And a lifeline to keep you safe when danger is near.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can. This is one of the biggest storms.
We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Right now. Here's today's top three stories.
Oh, Pensacola's police chief has resigned. Effective immediately, former chief Eric Randall is no longer with the department. Mayor D.C. Reeves named Captain Kristen Brown as acting chief of police. Captain Eric Goss, meanwhile, is currently serving as acting deputy chief, while deputy chief Kevin Christman is on medical leave. Brown is a 29-year veteran of the department and the longest-tenured captain on the force. Randall has not commented on the move yet.
Okay, and the second story that we're following for you this afternoon, expansion is coming to the Escambia Sheriff's Office. 2 dozen new additional deputies will increase the total number of officers to 475. Escambia commissioners recently approved a $5.5 million increase to the sheriff's budget to fund the deputies over the next 3 years. The first 8 deputies will be hired when the funding begins in October.
All right. And speaking of funding, Governor Ron DeSantis' recent $350,000 veto will bring an end to the ShotSpotter technology program in Escambia County. The program detects gunshots and alerts law enforcement with accurate and timely information. The technology covered 2 square miles in Escambia County and 1 square mile in the city of Pensacola.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, the first flights of the Pensacola Beach Air Show now. History all wrapping up, and now we're just fighting the traffic battle, and Austin will be going over that with us in a few minutes about the folks putting the smiley faces coming off the beach today.
Oh, sure.
Having a ball in that. Hey, tomorrow, full dress rehearsal starting around 10. Escambia County says they're going to have lots of personnel on hand, including crewed ambulances and physicians. By the way, ECUA will distribute free water during both Friday and Saturday shows. EMS manager Christopher Watts joins us this afternoon.
Last year, just on Saturday, the air show day alone, we had over 50 people in the medical tent, and several of those were transported to the hospital.
My goodness. Yeah, be safe out there. And today marks a somber anniversary in the Panhandle. It was 20 years ago today that Hurricane Dennis made landfall as a Category 3 hurricane near Navarre Beach. The storm surge in Navarre Beach was almost 6.5 feet. Navarre itself recorded a wind gust of 105 miles an hour, and Pensacola recorded over 7.5 inches of rain.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Annual salary, $72.5 million to play basketball. 28-year-old Devin Booker of the Phoenix Suns, who has spent his entire 10-year career with the Suns, will set into a 2-year contract extension with Phoenix worth $145 million, the richest annual salary in NBA history. This surpasses the deal that NBA Most Valuable Player and NBA Finals MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander recently signed with the Oklahoma City Thunder for $71.25 million per season. A four-time All-Star, two-time Olympic gold medalist, Devin Booker became the Suns' all-time leading scorer last season. The only man ever to be named NBA Coach of the Year working for the Utah Jazz, and one of the funniest ever to work the sidelines in the NBA, the beloved Frank Layden has died at the age of 93. The Jazz stated Frank Layden made a lasting impact on the Jazz, the state of Utah, and the NBA. There will never be another like him. Our thoughts go out to his family as we join in mourning his loss and celebrating his life. Rest easy, Coach.
Messi and Miami take the 1-0 lead. Messi on the run. Lionel Messi make it 2.
On Apple TV, Lionel Messi made Major League Soccer history Wednesday. He became the first player ever to score multiple goals in 4 consecutive games, all of which were victories. Messi had 2 goals and an assist in Inter Miami's 2-1 win over the New England Revolution. We're up to the semifinals at Wimbledon. Women's competition today, men's tomorrow. American Amanda Anisimova will try to reach her first Grand Slam final. She's a large underdog to do so. Anisimova today facing women's top seed Aryna Sabalenka on center court. The winner of the match will move into the final against either 5-time Grand Slam winner Iga Świątek or Belinda Bencic. They face off in the second women's semifinal today. Yesterday, Novak Djokovic and Jannik Sinner advanced and will face off tomorrow in the semifinals along with American Taylor Fritz versus 2-time reigning champ Carlos Alcaraz. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
News Radio 92.3. While we continue with sports coverage, the newest title in EA Sports College Football Series may have your favorite NC2A quarterback in it, but it may be missing your favorite coach. Here's the latest.
If you're a fan of Colorado Buffaloes football or North Carolina's Tar Heels, the head coach of either one of those teams in EA Sports College Football 26 might seem unfamiliar. Kirkpatrick of Colorado and Hector Luna of North Carolina don't run the programs in the real world. But not to worry, Deion Sanders and Bill Belichick probably didn't put their name and likeness rights to use, something that Belichick had skipped in his NFL career when it came to Madden football as well. Miami Canes coach Mario Cristobal, Stanford's Frank Reich, and Trent Dilfer of UAB are among the 10 others that don't appear in the game. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
And former Major League starting pitcher Joe Coleman is dead at 78 years old. His son Casey said that he died on Wednesday in Tennessee. Coleman pitched for 7 teams over a 15-year career, including 6 seasons with the Detroit Tigers. He appeared in 484 games with 340 starts and 142 wins. He came from a rare 3-generation baseball family with both his father and son also pitching in the majors.
All right, afternoon, News Radio 92.3. The Trump administration sued California on Wednesday over its policies allowing transgender female athletes to compete in girls' sports. Alexandria Hoff is in Los Angeles.
This lawsuit claims that California has undermined the very purpose of Title IX by showing a clear pattern of illegal sex discrimination against female student athletes. The complaint reads this: this discrimination is not only illegal and unfair, but also demeaning, signaling to girls that their opportunities and achievements are secondary to accommodating boys. So the DOJ is suing both the state's Department of Education and its Interscholastic Federation. Neither provided comment, citing pending litigation. Now, back in March, Governor Gavin Newsom said that he did not think it was fair for boys to compete against girls.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Gresh with the Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. So word is the NCAA men's basketball tournament is going to expand, really because the SEC and the Big Ten want to do so. Well, with these extra spots coming, I could see a league like the Big East, who now has more money because of the House settlement, to be able to spend just on some of their basketball programs, really benefiting from this, possibly blowing up in the face of the greedy big conferences. I'm Gresh.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Hey, that's the spirit. Right now, we're celebrating free with a free STP oil filter when you buy 5 quarts of oil and free Duralast brake pads when you buy 2 rotors. Like always, free battery testing, charging, and recycling at every store. Celebrate free at AutoZone, now through July 28th.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
Here's today's health news.
And there's a couple of stories I want to share with you this afternoon concerning diabetes. Let's start off with the first one. Some patients under the insurance, a major drugstore chain, may have a harder time getting their hands on a certain drug used to treat type 2 diabetes. Here's Lisa Brady.
This is House Call for Health. CVS Caremark, one of the top pharmacy benefit managers in the country, says it's ending coverage for Eli Lilly's Zepbound. The company says GLP-1 drugs like Zepbound for people with type 2 diabetes or obesity have driven up the total costs for its plans. CVS says it will take exceptions on a case-by-case basis for Zepbound if it's a medical necessity. One doctor tells Fox Business some patients will need to change drugs, and for many, that's a high-stakes change that can affect long-term outcomes, trigger weight regain, or introduce new side effects. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
543 News Radio 92.3. I mentioned to you a couple of diabetes stories. Here's the second story I wanted to share with you. It's all about a diabetes doll. Mattel is introducing a first-of-its-kind Barbie doll. Here's Tom Graham.
A newly introduced Barbie doll represents a person with type 1 diabetes. She wears a glucose monitor, which tracks blood sugar levels. She's also accessorized with an insulin pump. The Barbie's outfit is blue with polka dots. Mattel says the color and design are nods to symbols for diabetes awareness. It's the latest in a line of dolls aimed at making Barbie more inclusive, including a Down syndrome model, as well as dolls with a prosthetic leg or hearing aids. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And there is a reported mosquito infestation around alligator Alcatraz in the Everglades. No surprise in that climate. FIU infectious diseases expert Dr. Eileen Marty says officials need to fumigate the area to protect detainees, as while there is currently no outbreak of malaria or dengue fever, newly arrived migrants may be carrying a pathogen that can spread by a mosquito bite. Dr. Marty says detainees should get health checks and vaccinations to reduce the risk of disease transmission by mosquitoes.
Okay, while we're talking about health here, let me just throw this one in. Help is on the way for pregnant women. A new Florida law, which took effect on July 1st, will now allow the women to get a handicap parking permit. This is a very important thing. If you have to carry that weight along in the hot, it's not pleasant. So you want to be able to park close if you're going into a store to obtain the permit. Expecting moms must submit a designated form with a doctor's signature to the Florida Department of Safety and Motor Vehicles. But if you're pregnant, definitely check into that and take advantage of it. 5:45, afternoon slide by here on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together.
I sure am. Thank you, sir. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, still got a little bit of backups on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard, and still got a long stretch of congestion. If you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway passing Hurlburt Field, you're going to be backed up to the Mariester area. It is miserable at this time. Let's see. Last major spots are going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. As for your weather locally here, 89 degrees, low of 78. Still got these rainfall chances lingering around, but we're not seeing much action from them. Hopefully it'll stay that way. Highs over the course of the next several days are going to be sitting at around 92. They'll creep up as we head into your next week.
You know, Austin, we had John Purdy on last hour from the National Weather Service at Mobile. He's telling us, watch out for those heat indexes.
Right.
107 over the weekend. So if you're heading to Pensacola Beach for the air shows, hydrate, take along, drink a lot of water. But as John said, and we were chatting about this, SPF, very important because the UV rays will be extremely powerful. Nice weather here locally, nationally, different story. The flood risk moves to the East Coast. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean has a look at the Fox weather forecast.
Strong to severe thunderstorms are in the forecast for portions of the plains in the upper Midwest with the risk of heavy rain and flooding. We also have a flood risk for the East Coast with scattered storms and additional rainfall. The Southwest into monsoon season, so pop-up thunderstorms that could bring flash flooding will be possible again today, along with extreme heat for the desert areas. Texas remains mostly dry with no major storms impacting the Hill Country as relief efforts continue. I'm Janice Dean. Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Energy Secretary Chris Wright saying the GOP-backed legislation that was recently signed into law, of course known as the Big Beautiful Bill, will boost major oil and gas production, saving taxpayers billions. Here's Grady Trimble with more on the story.
It does that by getting rid of certain incentives for renewable energy while promoting and encouraging fossil fuel production. How it does that portion is it expands oil and gas drilling on federal lands, cuts royalties companies have to pay to the federal government, and it exempts some of them from certain taxes. Energy Secretary Chris Wright points out the bill also slashes tax credits for wind, solar, and electric vehicles that were passed under the Biden administration, and he says that'll save taxpayers $500 billion over the next 10 years. Democrats are not at all happy with this law, though, and they are railing against it. They say getting rid of those tax credits for renewable energy spells doom for companies in that industry.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The Dow rose today as traders dealt with tariff aftermath. The gains come after President Donald Trump said a 50% tariff on imported copper will go into effect on August 1st. Trump also announcing a 50% tariff on Brazil. Meanwhile, on Wall Street, stocks were higher, with the S&P 500 up by 17 and the NASDAQ growing by 19. Tesla CEO Elon Musk says the company is expanding its robotaxi service area and bringing XAI's Grok to vehicles as it unveiled the latest version of the artificial intelligence chatbot. Mondelez Global is voluntarily recalling 4-carton sizes of Ritz peanut butter cracker sandwiches after discovering some products were mislabeled as the cheese sandwiches, even though they contained peanut butter. U.S. crude oil futures for August are up now 0.5% below $67 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
548, News Radio 92.3, Big Lots. Remember this place? They filed for bankruptcy. Well, they've kind of like rising like the phoenix from the ashes. You know what I'm saying? They're
very
back.
Nice.
They're Big Lots making a company comeback after the store chain previously declared bankruptcy. Ashley Webster is reporting from Murfreesboro, Tennessee this afternoon.
Big Lots went into bankruptcy for the second time late last year, has now come back, is under a new ownership, Variety Wholesalers, and they believe there is still a role for physical stores. People can come in, they can get extra low prices, which they guarantee. I know it sounds like a commercial, but you know what? This is what they say will work, and they're looking to open even more stores, which is pretty impressive when you figure that the estimates for this year that more than 15,000 stores will close their doors. Opening more by Big Lots certainly is a big gamble, but they believe they can do it.
And vacation renters likely wasting billions in food each year across the United States. According to a study published in Waste Management, researchers projected an annual estimate of up to $2.3 billion spent on food that was not consumed by the end of vacations. The study found that produce and pantry staples topped charts of most discarded vacation groceries. Researchers suggest short-term rental host associations could help individual hosts to include information about compost and donation options, as most travelers expressed a willingness to receive the info from their rental hosts.
Changes could be coming to Kellogg's cereal. Yeah, major candy makers buying the cereal brand. Jenny Casola is reporting on News Radio 92.3.
W.K. Kellogg, maker of Frosted Flakes and Rice Krispies, is being sold to candy maker Ferrero, which makes Nutella, Ferrero Rocher, and Baby Ruth. Ferrero also owns Blue Bunny Ice Cream. The deal's valued at $3.1 billion. Ferrero was founded in Italy in 1946 and entered the U.S. market in 1969. It's been looking to acquire, invest in, and grow iconic brands. The cereal business was split 2 years ago. W.K. Kellogg produces cereals. Kellanova, its snack business, was sold to Mars last year. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
Okay, a ban on TikTok could be avoided by creating an American-only version of the social platform. Even Brown's in with the report.
President Trump has more than once extended the deadline hoping to negotiate a different outcome for the youth-friendly social network called TikTok. He often credits with helping him win the 2024 election. That deadline now stands at September 17th. Now, ByteDance, its owner, says it will create a separate version of TikTok just for the U.S. audience, one that would operate apart from the global version and use its own algorithms. The company plans a September 5th launch, and users will now need to download a new app. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Just about 5:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to help ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Are you looking for a unique restaurant experience? It's Calvert's in the Heights, a one-of-a-kind English-themed restaurant and pub with stunning views of Escambia Bay. Enjoy delicious cuisine from British fare to American bar foods to fresh home-cooked meals. Or stop into the pub for a great selection of beers, liquors, and wines. You'll find it all at Calvert's. Don't miss the Red, White, and Blues Watch Party, Saturday, July 12th, 10:30 till 3. Replace the heat and traffic with cold AC and frosty drinks and the Blue Angels air show on the big screen. Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Show in July. But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels? Did you know the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus lots more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 11th of July. This special broadcast is sponsored by Calvert's in the Heights. It's the history of the Blue Angels every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15 right here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Yeah, you get down with your bad self there, Austin. 5:55, heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price making an impact this afternoon as he looks at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. It's been a busy 5 o'clock hour on the roads. Still got some very heavy congestion traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway in front of Hurlburt Field. That's because of a pretty rough accident we had in that area earlier this afternoon. Also got some minor backups at the intersection of 9 Mile Road and Pine Forest Road, but that is also lessening at this time. So hopefully that won't be bothering you for much longer. As for your weather, 89 degrees, low of 78 tonight. The next several days have highs in the low to mid-90s. Highs are going to creep up as we get into your next week. And those rainfall chances are going to linger. It's just a matter of if they're ever going to do anything.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Yeah, just look out for those 100-degree heat indexes for the next couple of days. Protect yourself. Drink a lot of water. Stay hydrated. Motorcycles taking over Milwaukee. No, this isn't Laverne Shirley story. It's about Harley-Davidson as they gear up for its 2025 homecoming festival. Jeff Manasso's on News Radio 92.3.
It's an event that motorcycle enthusiasts have been waiting for as a roar of Harleys, tens of thousands of them, now descend upon Milwaukee for the annual festival honoring the hometown motorcycle maker founded there 122 years ago, with celebrations throughout Milwaukee. From the Harley-Davidson Museum to the city's lakefront, the main festival, where Hank Williams Jr. and Chris Stapleton are headlining during the four-day event that kicks off today through Sunday. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And Senegal is abandoning plans to build Akon City. In 2018, the rapper Akon announced his $6 billion plan to construct a Wakanda-like eco-friendly metropolis with advanced skyscrapers and high-tech businesses that would have run on the artist's cryptocurrency, Akoin. The 1,977-acre land where the city was expected to be built is located by Senegal's Atlantic coast, nearly 60 miles south of the capital city, Dakar. However, government officials have confirmed the plan is stalled, but there are hopes to develop a more practical plan for a city on the same site in the future.
Well, at least it's a try, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Jaws at 50, the definitive inside story takes a behind-the-scenes look at the iconic 1975 film Jaws. Michelle Plino in with the details this afternoon.
Marking 50 years since the movie was released, Jaws at 50, the definitive inside story tells the tale of how Steven Spielberg's first film changed cinema forever. Spielberg opens up about the blockbuster that terrified and thrilled the world, from Peter Benchley's best-selling novel to Spielberg's iconic film. This anniversary special explores how the script changed in losing the love interest.
The film became much more a story of Chief Brody, a kind of reluctant hero, in this case tested by the elements, by nature itself.
To its lasting impact of Jaws on movies, pop culture, and even shark conservation. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And a reality TV star has entered the race to become a Georgia state representative. If Trump can do it, who can't? Dr. Heavenly Kimes, known for the Bravo show Married to Medicine, is running to represent the district that oversees DeKalb, Rockdale, and Gwinnett counties. She's running against incumbent Representative Doreen Carter. Carter has served in the state legislature for nearly 10 years and has sponsored several bills that Governor Kemp signed.
All right. SAG and AFTRA ratifies a new video game contract for voice actors. This is my old union here. Here's Michelle Polino.
After an 11-month strike marked by intense negotiations over generative AI, the SAG-AFTRA union has officially ratified a new contract with major video game companies, including Activision, Disney Character Voices, Electronic Arts, Epic Games, Formosa Interactive, and others. The agreement includes key wins for performer safety and addresses artificial intelligence, establishing consent and disclosure requirements for the use of digital replicas. According to a joint statement released Wednesday by the union and the companies involved, SAG-AFTRA members approved the 2025 Interactive Media Agreement by a vote of 95.04% to 4.96%. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, hold on, Michelle. Paul McCartney is back on tour, and previously unseen photos of the Beatles taken by George Harrison will be released next fall. Cue Michelle Polino.
Paul McCartney is hitting the road again for his Got Back tour, and the late George Harrison's widow is releasing a book of his photos. McCartney's tour returns this fall for the first time since 2022, kicking off September 29th in Palm Desert, California. A first for McCartney. McCartney will make stops in Nashville, Denver, Minneapolis, and New Orleans. Tickets for the fall tour go on sale July 18th through McCartney's website. While a book of never-before-seen Beatles-era photos taken by George Harrison will be released in the fall of 2026, The Third Eye, featuring more than 250 black and white and color images, was curated by Harrison's widow, Olivia. The book covers 1963 to 1969. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All right. Hope you're having a great afternoon. Thanks for having us on. This is News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.